wonderful time at the Fairy Ball Daddy. I made my pledge to you for getting to like get married. And then I my punch. And I just had a wonderful time with other girls and my daddy. But now we're home. It's been a long night, and I mean we're both very tired, but these pretty balls are full of tradition for us, Daddy. You dress up in your tuxedo, and I always have a new fancy dress. We go out for dinner before the ball. And then afterward, we come home and have cake in the kitchen like we're doing right now. I love cake. And then you put your penis in my bottom. It really does help me stay pure. You know, I don't know what I'd do without you. Girls my age start getting all kinds of wicked thoughts. If they were left unchecked, I'd almost certainly lose my virginity. But our little purity ball tradition helps me satisfy those desires without losing my virginity. And my dark desires are especially strong tonight, Daddy. Seeing you in your tuxedo always does that to me. And dancing with you all nice and slow makes it worse. I don't even think I can make it up to my room tonight before we do it, Daddy. I can't even wait to take off my dress. It's so pretty, isn't it? I don't want to ruin it, but I'm so desperate to have you inside of me. I'm gonna pull my panties down, Daddy. I think there's some cooking oil in the cupboard there. It's almost as good for lubrication as anything I have in my room. It's extra virgin. Just like me. But before you get that, pick me up and bend me over the counter here. That'll put me at just the right height, I think. Yes. This will work. Let me pull up my skirt while you undo your pants, Daddy. Go ahead and spread the oil over your penis. I know that's usually my job, so I don't look. I hope you don't mind. You're distracted. You're missing out my work. Now it's my turn, Daddy. Cover my cute little bottom with the oil, otherwise I'm afraid your big, hard things just won't go in. It wouldn't slip in as easy as your finger does, all covered in oil. Your long, strong finger slowly stretches me just a little as you push the oil inside of me. I think such weird things when your finger is inside my tight little butt. I'm so lucky you're the guardian of my purity and that you love me enough to keep me from throwing away my most precious gift. But I won't, because my purity is pledged to you until I get married, Daddy. I'm getting so wet there. You must be able to see it from back there. I can even feel it drop on the end of my eye and I feel the dinner rig as it dangles over the side of the counter. My toes can't quite touch the floor, but my toes are the last thing I'm thinking about right now. I'm thinking about my daddy's being happy, sick, and sending me together without him. Are you ready? Your little girl is so ready for you and your penis. Then I settled in a place on that close back door. Then you start pushing against it, and I'm reminded how strong you are, and how soft and vulnerable I am. Just like me, my bottom will always yield to you. Like it's about to do. But now. I couldn't take it all the way the first time you did it. You had to stop playing me, even though I begged you to keep going. But every few days we kept trying. Look at us now. We your hard, hard copy is buried in your daughter's sweat hole. Except now you slowly slide it out, almost over the way. And then, oh, I hit back in. My father squeezes you so hard as you do so, just the way you like. I always make sure to protect my dad when he's protecting me from it. I do it more today. Usually we do this in my bed with me on my hands and knees, but like this, with me lying on the counter with our legs hanging down. I think you can do it harder. And I'll still stay in place. Yes. See, Daddy? Your legs just bang into the counter as you press yourself into my body and keep me from moving too far. I stay in place, but your cup comes into me and I pull you as fast as I can think of it when I rest. You must feel hungry. Oh, my God, should if you want, Daddy. Touch me, kiss me. That won't affect my purity at all, and I don't. It'll help get rid of all my evil lust. Just touch me. You keep doing what you do with me. Maybe not as good as your cock on the bottom, but I think they make that feel even better. You shouldn't touch my special place for a second. Money. You see how lost in me was when I was down? I need these special nights so much to keep me alive. You said I was too old to stand tall. I mean, yes, there are age to be out with anything like that. Oh, Daddy. I know we didn't run out and shoot it all over you, but I kind of want you to be alone with this rest. I also feel inside of me, so I think I'm ready for it. Maybe it won't all fit inside of me, because we both know how much comes at me, but I want to try so bad. Please, Daddy, I love your baby girl's thought. I want to feel Daddy's sweat inside of my butt. I want to sleep with it inside of me tonight. I always come as soon as you come on my body. If you come inside of me, I think it'll be fine. So come, Daddy. Come inside me. Show your little daughter. Oh, Daddy. That was the best time yet. I think I kept most of it inside me, too, even if it's so much. I just slowly pull out. I feel some of it running out. I'll have to put my hand tightly over my pussy to protect it from my daddy's sperm. I wouldn't want to accidentally get pregnant that way. I can only get pregnant from real sex and by the man I love. After I'm talking to Mary, of course. Might have been a real coach to my husband. Well, I did fetch it to you too, Daddy. You had to keep on my purity after all. But you would never, ever take advantage of your little girl that way, would you, Daddy? Even if she wouldn't even understand, know that he didn't ask, and would almost certainly love it every bit as much as what we did, maybe even more. She would take the top and call me and get pregnant if he wanted, and thank you for every minute. But of course, you don't want that, do you, Daddy? You must have just put it in my butt for my own good. The idea of taking your daughter's innocence and making love to her doesn't exceed you at all. Or even the idea of making a baby and your baby girl. I'm just such a lustful girl that all of those things sound kind of fun. It's a good thing I have such a strong moral daddy to protect me from myself. Well, I should go wash up, Daddy, and get myself all nice and clean. Then I'll say a prayer and call into my bedroom just my favorite. And I guess we'll see if my